Good morning. Welcome to worship this first Sunday of Advent and the first Sunday in this church calendar year. It's wonderful to be here among you. I'm Pastor Christy, and I think I recognize most of you. I serve the Church's Steadfast Love, which meets in the Compass Housing Alliance. I invite you to stand and join with me in the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Beloved, now is the time to wake from sleep. Let us confront our sins and confess them to the one who is merciful and just. God of new beginnings, we confess that we have not welcomed your holy reign. We have strayed from your paths. We prepare for war instead of peace. We dishonor one another and your creation. Purify us with your refining fire and set us again on your way of love, that we may bear fruit worthy of repentance and welcome your coming among us. Amen. People of God, a new thing is growing in our midst, a tender branch, a living sign. By water and the Spirit, you are joined to this wonder. You have put on Christ, and your sins have been covered by his righteousness. Rejoice in the way of the Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, source of the universe. You call all nations to walk in your light and to seek your ways of justice and peace. For the night is passing and the dawn of your coming is near. Bless us as we light the first candle of this wreath. Awaken us that we may be ready to greet you when you come to us and welcome you in the form of your Son into our hearts and homes, for he is our light and our salvation. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, save us from our self-centeredness and enlighten our walk in the way of your salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated for the readings.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The visionary message presented in this reading focuses on a future day when God establishes a universal reign of peace. Divine decisions will make war obsolete, and the worshiping community responds, "Let us walk in the light of that Lord now." A reading from the book of Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Oh,
The epistle reading is taken from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Paul compares the advent of Christ to the coming of dawn. We live our lives today in light of Christ's coming in the future. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not reveling in and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. So today we find ourselves in the first Sunday in Advent, which is the first Sunday in the church calendar year. And so we've changed to a new gospel for the year, Matthew. We'll be hearing a lot more about gnashing of teeth. But during this season, we use the color blue to remind us that it is a season of hope. We could also use the color purple, but here we're doing a little mix of both. So when I think about blue, I think about the vast skies, like my time in Montana, the big sky state where you can see the skies stretching out all around you. Or here, the oceans, vast. And why is that hopeful? I think because it helps put us into our proper place, right? When you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, it is helpful to be out where the sky is magnificent and huge, or by the ocean or other things that are much bigger than yourself. They help to put our problems in perspective. I know that just triggered a reminder of my first days at Compass Housing, coming from Montana, where I never had to parallel park. In my big blue pickup, that was a stick shift. It was very traumatic, right? And I put a dent in my vehicle the very first week, trying to get it into a tiny little spot with a concrete post next to it, and I was just like, ugh! And then I went to work where people had real problems. Right? Sometimes we need things to help put us in perspective. Does this keep moving? Are you having trouble hearing me? Okay. So that's, I think, a little bit about today's message and about the season of Advent, about hope. What we remember during this season is not our own need so much to prepare, but that God has been working for us in the past, is with us now, working within us and around us, and is working into the future for the sake of all creation. God has done God's work. And so again, about this perspective, God has his plan that frees us to be about our work. And what does God say our work is? We have the choir this morning, so that's a great buildup. God created us to praise God. That's our work. Hopefully it helps put things into a different perspective for you. That we are here to love the Lord our God with our entire being, all that makes us who and what we are, and our neighbor as ourselves. God is coming again, yes. That end time shouldn't be scary like we hear about in Matthew today, but more about like our Old Testament reading and the readings from Romans. God is here for us, Emmanuel, God with us, knowing us, loving us, calling us back constantly into faithfulness and right relationship. We started this service with confession and forgiveness because it recognizes us for who and what we are. A broken, hurting people, even a people doing their best, who by sins of omission and commission still need a God who knows and loves and understands, who sees us, forgives us, and loves us. God here with us. So we are here doing what we are called to do. We find those tasks, how we love the neighbor in the vocations that we have. And I know you're probably thinking, here goes Pastor Christy on her vocations again. So I talk about vocation almost every Sunday in my congregation, and they probably still couldn't tell you what it is. So I'm going to tell you what it is again. The vocations that we have, we encounter every day of our lives in the different roles that we play. So right now, my vocation is preacher. I am to be the best preacher that I can be with the gifts that God gave me. I am also wife, daughter, sister, aunt, student, driver, blah, 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 all of those things. I am to fulfill to the best of my ability with the gifts that God gave me. Some of the vocations that we are called to demand us to stand up and speak about justice. Some of our vocations ask us to humble ourselves and learn to love and forgive in ways that maybe we don't feel so inclined to do. Our vocations ask things of us that make us look at our lives perhaps in a new way. Everything that we do is what we are doing in the kingdom of God. Everything that we do is a part of who we are. Luther was so good at talking about this, right? Even sweeping the streets, cleaning up the dung after the animals is an important and beautiful thing in the eyes of God because it is something that needs to be done. Some of our vocations, of course, we don't like as much as others. I do not particularly like being a driver, especially at certain times of the day on I-5. But I am still to be the best driver I am able to be, following the law, being courteous. If something I need to be said should be said privately in the closed car context. Right? It makes us look, these roles make us look outside of ourselves for the sake of the other, because we were not put here to be alone. We were put here to be in relationship, and in relationship into larger relationship, into community, where we can use our gifts and receive the giftedness of others. Waiting is not easy. Preparing is not easy. Forgiving is not easy. Sometimes it feels like living is not easy. And what would Jesus say to that? Just take the next breath. I am here with you. I am here with you as life as you know it in this moment. I am here with you in the life that is to come that we can only imagine. You are mine. We are reminded of this gift of God with us in the past, in the present, and into the future. In the waters of baptism, where we are put to death and raised to new life, and also in this meal, where you will be invited today to taste the body broken and the blood poured out for you, for the forgiveness of sin, for new life, for the possibilities that relations hold for us, and most importantly, for strength. Because our God, a loving, forgiving God, who invites us here to this place, also propels us out of the doors of this sanctuary in more ways than one, into the world, so that others might experience through you God's gifts of forgiveness, mercy, and love. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. God of all, your children everywhere cry out for mercy. Awaken the global church to the urgent needs of our time. Break down barriers of culture and custom, and unite people of all faiths in your redemptive and healing work. Lord, in your mercy. God of wonder, the earth's beauty and abundance is your gift. Teach us your ways of sharing resources and caring for life. Guard fragile habitats, preserve the wild places, and protect endangered plants and animals. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, you judge the nations. Beat our weapons into tools for serving the neighbor. Strengthen the resolve of all who work for an end to war. We pray for everlasting peace in the land of Jesus' birth, in Ukraine, and in Ethiopia. Lord, in your mercy. For whom or what else do the people of God pray? Hear our prayer.
We pray for my brother Jim and his family as they marked it. Lord,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Chris and the Syrians back in the tree that he might be healed. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for Jim, my son-in-law, who on Tuesday will go through kidney transplant surgery. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. God of loving kindness, you desire fullness of life for everyone. Fill those who hunger, comfort the grieving, and attend to those near death. Bring help and hope to any who are sick or needing your care, especially the family of Ruth Gormley, Candy, Todd's family, Matthew, Kirsten, Kathleen, the Porter family, Finley, Kirsty, Michael Motner's family, Elena and family, the Unseth family, John's friend, Christine, David, Jim, Awatosh, Mulugeta, Jean, Jan, Richard, Ben, Lee, Barb, Denny, Hildy, Mary, and Carol. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. God of promise, your goodness is everlasting. We give thanks for the lives of the faithful who now rest in you. We trust that you will bring us into the company of all the saints with rejoicing. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed our right, our duty, and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, blessed it, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." As we prepare our hearts for this holy meal, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. All right, those serving, if you'd like to come forward, and those who would like to, may be seated. body of Christ is given. Faithful God, in this meal you have remembered your mercy, bringing heaven to earth in the body and blood of Christ. As we wait for the day when all your promises will be fulfilled, sustain us and strengthen us by this holy mystery. Guide us toward your promised future, coming to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Welcome to worship again this morning. Please, if you are a visitor or if you have a prayer request, fill out the Connect and Pray card. I think there might be another announcement. I see someone coming forward. There are a lot of announcements in your bulletin, so please check those out.
Thanks. Just remembered, it would probably be helpful for me to announce this. As Pastor Dan has been mentioning, there is caroling coming up on December the 11th. We'll be meeting outside in the afternoon. Remind me, it's 4 o'clock, right? 4 o'clock? Somebody look in the bulletin and just... 4 o'clock, yes? 4 o'clock. Good. Okay. That gets you in your bulletin, you see. So 4 o'clock, we'll be caroling outside in the breezeway. If the weather's too inclement, we'll be inside in the narthex. And also on the 11th, I'm learning, working with a student group at PLU, that their schedules are a little hard to align, but it looks like we're going to have a brass quintet for the 10:30 service on the 11th. So I hope to see you in worship on that day. Thanks.
Any other announcements that should be made? Then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen.